1 eater, 8 minutes after 4. South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Johannesburg. Yes, I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, we welcome our new listener, Sister Kathy, all the way from China, Shenzhen. Yes, it is the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning, Yawmul Arbi'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verses 99 and verse number 100. We all are aware that death is something which is inevitable, whether a person is Muslim, non-Muslim, adult or child. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. I will show you both sides of the coin. What happens when a non-Muslim person is about to die and leave this world? And what happens when a Muslim person is going to be leaving this world and is passing away? Then what happens to that Muslim? We must also take cognizance of the fact that all children who are minors, remember that, will enter Jannah and Paradise, whether they belong to this faith or that faith. That is the benevolence and the justice system and grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we are speaking about those people who are sane and mature. Now, in today's lesson, we address the non-Muslims. What happens to them? Hence, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter 23, verses 99 and verse 100. Hatta, so much so. Idha ja'a ahadahumul maut. When the death reaches them, surrounds them. Now the sakarat, the pains and pangs have started. The tip of the nose is bending towards the left-hand side. The temple, the side here of your forehead, is now subsiding, going inside. So that is the last moment of that person. Now he knows it is the time of departure from this temporary world. Call, the non-Muslim will say, Rabbirji'un, O Allah, O beloved Allah, I beg you, please send me back. Return me to this world. I know I'm guilty and I abandoned all my duties that I'm supposed to do. So he will plead, he will beg Almighty Allah. And what does he say before he's passing away? لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ So that I can carry out all the righteous deeds that I abandoned and neglected. I will do everything, O Almighty Allah. What will be the simultaneous answer from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allah will say, كَلَّا Never ever. Never ever will that happen. And when you see, then we have a principle in the exegesis, in the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Qur'an, they elaborate, they expound, and they explain the other verses. So Almighty Allah informs us, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. If only you could see, O human being, إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, when suddenly these criminals hanging their heads in shame by Almighty Allah. And what do they say before dying and passing away? رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِئْنَا فَرْجِئْنَا. Oh, our beloved sustainer, we saw, we are seeing now what's happening, the horror and terror. We're hearing it. Please, Allah, we beg you, we plead with you, please send us back. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوْقِنُونَ. Please send us back. We have firm conviction now that we will do the good deeds and righteous actions. Chapter 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and verse number 12. So Almighty Allah's answer for them, كَلَّا, never ever. You were given your chance 20, 40, 50, 60, 65, 70, 100 years. Now, in Islam, we say, when a person, irrespective of which denomination they belong to, and which cult or faith or religion they belong to, besides Islam, then when they die on kufr, on blasphemy, they pass away on shirk and polytheism, worshipping idols, they pass away on any other ism besides Islam, then it's everlasting doom and gloom for them, eternal failure forever and ever. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay in the hellfire forever and eternally. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Now a person argues or inquires and say, but the person only lived for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, so he should be sent to Jahannam and the hellfire for 50, 60, 70 years. Almighty Allah already answers that question. Innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. That is just the words they say on the tip of their tongue. So Almighty Allah obviously knows that these are the people, even if they live for million and billion and zillion years, then still they would have died on kufr, on shirk, on blasphemy and polytheism. Now when a person dies, Muslim or non-Muslim, what happens after death, post-death? وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Before you understand the sentence, go to Cape Town. Let us travel to Cape Town now, and we just imagine. So we are in Cape Town by the two oceans, and you see the Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. The two oceans meet. And where the two oceans meet, بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ, there is a partition. The temperature is different, the color is different, and remember, the taste also is different. Kudrat ka karishma, Almighty Allah is showing us the manifestation of His power. Study chapter number 55, and that is Surah Ar-Rahman. And you go to verses number 19 and 20. So see the word there, chapter 55, verse 20, barzakh. Partition. So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us. When that person dies at home, hospital, clinic, on the battlefield, wherever, straight away, what happens to him? Barzakhun. He enters a new realm. And what is that new world, that new realm? Barzakh, the partition. So yeah, the partition is between the world and the year after. What is going to happen on the day of justice, the day of judgment, and post-judgment? So this intervening period is called barzakh, whether the person is in the grave or whether he passed away in the ocean and his body was not retrieved. Ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of resurrection. That is for the non-Muslim. But what about the Muslim now? So we take you to chapter 63 and verse number 10. So this is for Muslims now. So Almighty Allah informs us, wa anfiqu, spend your knowledge, spend your money, spend your time, spend everything which you have means and ability, capability. Mimma arzaqnakum, from what we gave you. It's not your business acumen. It's not your degrees which you obtained there in the university. Nay, everything happens with a decree of Almighty Allah, not your degrees. So spend min qabli ayyatiya ahadakumul maut, before the death approaches you, O Muslim. Now when the death comes to the Muslim, fayaqul, he the Muslim, she the Muslima will say, Rabbi lawla akhartani la ajalin qareeb. O Allah, I beg you, grant me extension one day, Ya Allah, 1 hour, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, 5-10 minutes also. Fa aswaddaq, I will give some charity. I will spend on the poor. I will give out something. When we were healthy, wealthy, then we didn't bother and worry many a time. Now the first thing he wants to do, give out some charity in cash or kind to the Muslim or non-Muslim. Wa akum min as-salihin, and I will become from the pious people. Chapter 63, verse 10. Now what happens after that? Chapter 63, verse 11, the last verse. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Never will Almighty Allah grant extension to any person, personality, when the time of death has arrived. Everything will happen on that precise time. Every day people are born, every day people are dying, on the appointed time. So that is the reality, and no one can escape that. So that is what me and you have to prepare for, and therefore we have to read daily and cry. Chapter 12, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima, O beloved Allah, let me die with Iman and Islam, wa alhiqni bisalihin, O Almighty Allah, unite me with the devout and pious servants of yours. Chapter 12, verse 101. Very, very important news items we have. We start, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We're so happy about it. 3 Israeli jutlas dispatched to hellfire forever. I told you, 1 settler, 1 bullet. And we salute our brother, 18 years old. He took out 2 Jews and he stabbed them. And remember that. And another one that he died with, then you took the car and so forth. 3 of them dead, 3 of them injured, and that is coming out from the Israeli media as well. So when you occupy our land, occupation is terrorism. So no sense you Israel telling the world Palestinians are terrorists. You are the super terrorists, because you are occupying our land for more than 74 years now. So therefore the law is 1 settler, 1 bullet. And you see in the United Nations how humiliated you are. More than 100 countries of the world have said that you are the occupying force. In other words, that you are the real super terrorist. And the whole world knows that you are an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Obviously, Richie Rich and Richie Sunak there in Britain will not agree. He's cutting deals with the Israelis. Biden will not agree because he needs APEC and he needs the jutlas and so forth. But any person who's a man, a poor lady of truth and justice, knows that Israel is a rogue, is an apartheid, is a terrorist Nazi regime. And we need to call it out for what it is and remember that. So they're getting away with murder, literally. So that brings me back to number 2. So the FBI and the Americans say they are going to have an internal and an independent probe into the murder, premeditated murder, I need to add, of Shirin Abu Akila by the Americans. Israel are very, very upset. They call this the watershed moment between America and Israel. Then we take you to the third story. Ukraine and Israel also are at one another, loggerheads going on there. You see what happened when United Nations said that Russia must pay reparations for Ukraine. So Israel abstained. Obviously, they know why they abstained, because if somebody says Russia has to pay after 7, 8, 9 months, call it whatever you want to, occupation. So what about Israel for 74 years occupation? How much they will have to pay? They will have to pay billions and trillions and zillions of dollars and so forth, the haramis. So for occupying, stealing, murdering, killing, arresting our children, men and women over the 7 decades and more. So therefore they abstain. So Ukraine are very, very upset about that. So Ukraine said yes. When voting came, they said yes, they are occupying force. So between the two of them, all hell is breaking loose. And President Herzog, listen to this. Whatever the Quran says, whether you're a Jutla or a Jutli. So if you don't know Jutla, Jutli, it means Jew. And if you don't understand Harami, my sister in Shenzhen, there in China, I visited Shenzhen.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Shenzhen from Guangzhou and I went there. So you know where I went to, right? So I visited China once. So remember this, that when you look at President Herzog of Israel, the apartheid president, he says the Israelis, meaning the Jutlas, are tired, they're exhausted of the infighting among themselves. Imagine. Did not the Quran say that more than 1400 years ago? Surah chapter 59 verse 14, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. The war and the arguments between them are so severe and it will continue. Why? Tahsabuhum jamia. You think they are united, but their hearts are fragmented. Dhalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun. They are a people and a nation who got no brains. See, Quran is saying no intelligence. How can you be intelligent when you murder, steal, occupy other people's land and try and justify to the world your apartheid? You know, apartheid is worse than our South African apartheid that we experienced there. So any person who's not suffering from a jaundice, I will know that. So therefore, we need to call them out and call them what they are. Now Russia is in a bit of a bother. So yesterday, 2 Polish guys died, right? So now Russia was busy. They taught Ukraine such a lesson. February 24, write it down, was the day of the invasion. Imran Khan was there with Putin. Putin is giving them a good lesson. You put them in their place. He's also a big harami, Putin. Don't make mistake. So, but we need some haramis to fix up the other haramis. So Putin, they say that now he killed 2 Polish guys. You see, there's big investigation. Now must NATO take action? What action they can take? In one day, he put 100 missiles, approximately 7-8 million people there in Ukraine. No electricity, no water, nothing. Putin says, I will give you your darkest winter and I'll make you freeze to death. And let's see what NATO can do, what America can do, what Europe can do, what Rishi Rich can do, what Biden can do. So that is Putin. Remember that he knows what game he's playing. He's an old expert in all these things here. He learned a lot what happened with Chechnya. He learned a lot what happened with them in Afghanistan and so forth. So we support him. Give it to them, Putin. We're behind you and making dua. You must become Muslim. So that is what we want. So Israel, they swore in and brought in their new government, right-wing government. The G20 is in Bali, there in Indonesia, and this is what they're discussing the most now, the food crisis, this crisis. But why are you discussing Russia so much? Why you don't discuss Israel? Israel is a bigger terrorist, remember that. They are bigger war criminals, so the whole world can see that and so forth. Iran has passed the death sentence on other people now, so they also, remember, not worried about world politics. You see, when the British, Americans, the West can't get things their way, then they squeeze you economically. Economic terrorism, we call that. So we need to know these things here. We come to our beloved country, South Africa. It seems, apparently, our Muslim brothers, sisters, especially our sisters, are being profiled here at the airports, OR Tambo or other airports. And remember, this is unacceptable. We got our lawyers and we have our people and our senior counsel. Remember, if you are harassed at any airport within the borders of South Africa, so we are sending out the messages and you must contact them. And inshallah, then you send emails, you contact them, contact the legal team. And no one in South Africa has the right to profile any person, whether you are a Jutla, whether you are a Hindu, whether you are a Muslim, male, female, and so forth. That you can't just be telling our women they must take off their duk, they must take out their scarf, they must take out their hijab, and so forth. But that don't apply to anybody else. It shows there's a hidden agenda. Is there any Jutla involved there? Question mark. Possible, we don't know. But we must never take it lying down. We must stand firm for our rights. Remember, South Africa is an autonomous country. The Muslim contribution is there for the independence and democracy of South Africa. So therefore, this is something we as Muslims, we love our country and we don't want anybody to trample our rights or anybody else's rights. Inshallah, today is Wednesday, and remember, 8:30 to 9 will be Hamza Kara with Moana Zahid Khan, and inshallah 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2 the Tafsir commentary of Quran, and thereafter inshallah will be the du'as we should be making, begging Almighty Allah, beg Almighty Allah for justice, and once there's justice, there'll be peace on this earth.
I see Colin says that, but do you know that Putin was urged this week by his two biggest allies, China and India, to end the war? Colin, Ustad.
So his biggest allies, you must remember, are China and India. They say end the war. You don't understand, Colin. Certain statements are made for public consumption. Behind the scenes, Modi will tell him, you give them stick. Why? So me and you can cut more deals in oil. Do you know, before the war, what was Russia and India dealing regarding oil and gas and all? 2%. Now it's gone up to 25%. And they're going to increase it more and more. So why should Modi do this? They tell him, he just wants to placate and he wants to now, you know, tell the Americans, oh, we're trying. They on a tight rope, remember that. They want to please America and they want to please Russia also. But for him, India, Modi, that today what's happening, for them it is manna, you know. It is a great bounty for them. They're getting everything at discount price. They don't have to pay in dollars. They pay in rupees or pay in ruble. So it suits them. Russia and China, they both know they are the terrible twins, Colin. You should know what is real politics. If one falls, the other will fall. They say we must stand together through thick and thin. So that is the real politics. Certain statements are made for public consumption. You know why, Colin? Democracy. What is the meaning of democracy? Masses are asses. That is what it means.
Allahu Akbar. I see there's a listener saying, here, Ustad, that Mufti Saab, I love your show. I am an architect. Can I do the design drawings for a church, Ustad?
Not permissible, my brother. You must do architecture for things that are permissible. They are going to the church and say Jesus is God. They will tell their people 25th December Jesus was born. Every one of you belongs to the Christian faith. You must go to your own books. Write this down in bold letters. 1647. In 1647, the Puritan Parliament of Britain, not where Richie sitting now. So the Puritan Parliament of Britain, they said that this whole Christmas is a pagan custom and has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. To say Jesus was born on 25th December is a figment of people's imagination and is just to take the Christians for a big ride. Therefore, the Coptic Church in Egypt does not agree. The Orthodox Church in Russia does not agree. So you see, that is the fact of the matter. So therefore, for you, my Muslim brother or Muslim sister, to go build them, make a plan as an architect for a church, not permissible. Because Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 5, verse number 2, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate and assist on goodness and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and transgression. Now let me give you a lesson, Abdullah Amatullah, my Muslim brother, sister. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ أَوَّذَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْ. Say, Ya Allah, I could make 100,000, 1 million, 5 million out of this deal. For your love, I'm leaving it out, because I know you will give me something better. That is the true Muslim's belief, my brother.
I've got a sister in Pretoria, Ustad. She says that, is it permissible for a Muslim to cook haram chicken or meat for a non-Muslim, Ustad?
You lose your iman if you're not careful, sister. You know it's haram, and now you say, no, I'll cook because you're non-Muslim. It's like saying, I will take a suwar, I will take a swine, a pig, and I will cook it. Why? The pork bangers, because I'm cooking for a non-Muslim. It's the same thing almost. So you must remember, absolutely haram. Don't play with the deen of Allah. Never look for loopholes in the deen of Allah. The jutlas, the Jews, they played with Allah's religion. Go open chapter 7, verses 165, 166, 167. Allah Ta'ala told them, on Sabbath, Yom Sabt, no fishing. And lo and behold, the fish would not come on any other day. وَيَوْمَ سَبَتِهِمْ شُرَّعَ. On Saturday, the fish would jump up. How you jutla? How you jutli? Like that. So the jutla said, we're going to fix you up. So they made pathways to their houses. And now the fish should enter their house. They say, Allah, we didn't fish. The fish decided to come to us. So Allah says, you want to play with me? فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Almighty Allah transformed them into despicable monkeys. Remember that. They say they believe in Darwinism and in all that, you know. So we were monkeys and chimpanzees. We rejected it totally. But the jutlas became monkeys. The jutlas became swines. That is what Quran Sharif teaches us, because they played and made a mockery of the law of Allah. You, my sister, by even thinking of this, you're still a Muslim, but don't ever go that path, because then you might exit Islam. Allah protect us.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. I see Robert says that, aka Russia has suffered a major defeat in the south of Ukraine, withdrawing from the western Kherson region. Robert, you start.
Robert, what you say, my brother Robert? You're giving us old news. So remember that you call it a defeat because your western media says so. We call it tactical maneuvering. So now we took out our forces, Putin says, and we'll take them on the other side of the river. And 30,000 of them were taken out, and now they are starting from that side. You saw what he did yesterday. He bombed the whole of Ukraine, Kiev and all the others. 8 million people, no water, no electricity. And what you going to do now? So remember this. I got aerial bombardment. I got submarines. I got personnel, which you don't have. America is too frightened. America will always use its chumchas, you know, its allies. You will go as cannon fodder. We will be at the back, and we will make big noise. Your commander-in-chief, Biden, doesn't know what is Colombia and what is Cambodia. He doesn't know what is Ukraine and Fallujah. In the past 10 days, he make one mistake, which even a children won't make. And these people are senile, remember that. Trump yesterday decided, I am going to participate in the elections of 2024 on behalf of the Republicans. You got these two old topas, we call them, people who are half, they are dead, you know. One is Biden and one is this guy here, Trump. Both of them senile, if you ask me. Crackpots, you know, understood? Can't you get some better candidates, you Democrats and you, the Republicans? Bring some young blood in and they can have some common sense, which is not common, and tell Israel you're a rogue, apartheid, terrorist regime. But you see, when Allah wants to destroy a nation, then Allah brings all these crackpots in.
Ustad, I see Mason says, morning AK to you. Don't you think your guy, Mr. Imran Khan, is afraid now of speaking out? Don't you think he's a bit shaken? A.K. Mason Ustad.
Imran Khan, if you study his life, you must remember that. I tell you a story, Mason, you don't know, right? So I tell you a story. I know you don't know. You know what happened. You see, Sunday, the Cricket World Cup got finished, right? So you know Pakistan lost all that is finished, right? So yesterday, there was a story. One guy sent me a nice story. This is a story for our guys. So one guy went to Dubai, and he saw the Pakistanis all drinking tea. But they were drinking tea in saucers, you know. So he asked them, why are you drinking all the tea in the saucers? He said, no, the English guys took all the cups away, you see. So you must remember. So that Mason, lighten note. You got the story now. Right, now I give you the real story. 1992, Imran Khan is captain of Pakistan. And they just made it, you know, to the final. Before that, he took the bat and he gave some of the Pakistani players good hiding with the bat. That is Imran. He says, you guys must give your life. We're going to win this World Cup. So that is Imran. When Imran stands for something, hate the guy like the guy, but give him due and give him credit for his dedication. His beloved mother passed away on cancer. So what he did? He went and built the best cancer hospital in whole of Pakistan, free of charge for the poor people. So he got nothing to benefit personally. Remember, he says, "Main to chahta hu ke Pakistan mein corruption na ho aur insaaf ho." So remember, yesterday it came from the Pakistani news. They showed us where the bullets went in and everything, three places and so forth. So he's ready for the next challenge. And Shabbaz Sharif and the Pakistani imported government, the crooked, corrupted government. So remember, now if there is elections this year or early next year, it will be landslide victory for him, for Imran Khan. People become more sympathetic for them. So this is a Western imported government by your countries. So Mason, don't confuse issues. Imran knows what he's doing, and Allah will use him. So that, remember, United Nations, because of Imran, they have dedicated one day Islamophobia. Not one Pakistani politician could tell America, tell Europe, you don't come and dictate to us. We must support you in your war with Russia. We are independent. We will take our own decisions. When he told them that, they said, we must fix this Pakistani up. They bribed up the Pakistani politicians, gave them millions, and then there was vote of no confidence. So you need to understand what is there. So when he wants to do something, with the will of Allah, inshallah, he will be back as Prime Minister of Pakistan.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, I've got a teacher here. He says that I'm a teacher here in Durban. Don't you think that they want to start a small war with regarding to your beloved sisters at the airport? I totally disagree with them, but please report it to the president, Ustaz, the teacher in Durban.
The president knows everything. The president is more worried about what's happening under the matras. You must remember, under the mattress. So yesterday somebody said a new bank has opened in South Africa, and the bank's name is Pala Pala Bank. You know? The bank's name is Pala Pala Bank. And the message has gone viral. It said, please, yeah, that we will deposit your money straight under the matras. You see, under the mattress. He knows what's happening, but he don't have time for all this. Tomorrow, Thursday, is D-Day for him. That in Parliament, the report will come, whether he should be charged criminally or not. If he's charged criminally, he'll have to resign. There'll be no other option for him. And even now, he knows this. Own ministers, leave everybody else. Some of his own ministers have called him incompetent and have told him to resign. So his credibility is torn to shreds. He's become a laughing stock in America, in Europe, and South Africa. People who don't have jaundiced eyes, but they have eyes to see, they know that the time is up. After Mandela, then what came? Mbeki. Mbeki was recalled. Then came Zuma. Zuma was recalled. And now come the time of Cyril, so Cyril will be recalled. ANC, you know how things go. DC, direct current. AC, alternate current. ANC, absolutely no current.
Ustad, one more, Ustad. Somebody says, Ustad, I don't know if it's overseas, I'm Russian. If I am sent to the front line in Ukraine, What are my best options of survival? I have many family in Ukraine. Could they vogue for me if I surrender? I'm listening to you, Ustad.
My brother, if you are a Muslim, you must look for justice. Remember that, yeah, your Putin warned NATO, warned them, Ukraine, warned America, Europe, don't come and play with fire. So now they said, no, we want to. The whole aim is to weaken Russia. The whole aim is to break up Russia and so forth and so on. So remember, Putin is speaking the truth on this issue. So you should fight for Russia, fight for Islam and so forth. You know how many million Muslims there are there and so forth and so on. But if you feel that you don't want to participate, so you can just cross the border and go join your family that side there in Ukraine and so forth. But tomorrow when Putin puts a missile there and you're gone, you're not shaheed. Remember that. So if you go this side and you go, you'll be shaheed because you're fighting for the truth. Remember this. When you fight for justice and you got Iman and Islam and you pass away a martyr. Like how our brother, 18 years old, murdered by the Israelis. They know, let me die with honor. And the Hamas, our children in Palestine, they're giving out sweets. Alhamdulillah, another 3 jutlas dispatched straight to the hellfire. Good riddance. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.